European in the fourth. Let's talk about just making the push and getting back at it and then fighting back when it's not going on.
I think the effort was there. I think starting with myself, we got at the free throws. I think that would have put us in a better position later on in the game. We went 12 for 26. I didn't hit a free throw, so that's the biggest thing. And the effort was there. We just got to, do the little things.
Talk about Thomas Robbins. He had a huge three to force overtime, and then Aaron Brooks.
I think we could have switched that screen. Aaron Brooks is a tough, tough player. He has big shots, we saw it tonight. But, hats off to Chicago Bulls. They came in and played their game.
Did it seem like the offense was a little out of sync tonight, New Orleans? I mean, the numbers are kind of weird. 16 assists, 36 field goals, 41 three attempts. Did it seem just a little out of sync all night?
There are times when it was a little out of sync. I thought we had a good practice yesterday. We scripted well. We just got the ball moving on offensive practice yesterday. But, I thought it was, a little sporadic tonight. And, we got practice tomorrow. So we're just going to, try to fine-tune the little things.
Was it a case of that team finding a way to get it done tonight? Even if they were shorthanded, they just seemed to find a way, whether it be Brooks or somebody else, to find a way to get it done?
Yeah, they got players. They're a veteran team. Don't matter how many guys they're short. They have older players that are going to, get it done. They've been dealing with injuries all year, so I'm sure, they're used to it. And, they just put the guys on the court and they play.
With a young squad like this, you're talking about your guys. Can these guys learn from a game like this? Even the ones that just came here recently, when you're down like that, to just stay with it, and can you learn from a game like this?
Oh yeah, definitely. Playing a team like Chicago, they're very chippy as well, and we have to do a better job of knowing how aggressive they are on defense. Continue to find the little open spots and move the ball and continue to create better offense.
Were you disappointed that Noah didn't play? I mean, a guy kind of like to kind of model and play like going forward. I mean, would it have been nice to go against him?
I mean, honestly, I'm not worried about anybody else. Whoever they put out on the court is who I'm going to play against, and just do my best. And regardless, teams do what they do when they come to Philly. And I mean, that's just up to them. He's hurt. He's hurt.
Was it as physical as it looked like they were called?
It was pretty physical. Yeah, it definitely was. These are NBA refs, so they're going to make NBA calls, and, we're going to play. We can't blow the whistle. So it was just physical both ways. So we just have to continue to, keep fighting and, scrapping for those loose balls and, playing ball.
Do you look at your statistics since the All-Star break? Do you pay attention to the increasing
rebounding? I know I'm rebounding a little better. I can see that. I don't really pay too much attention to it, but I know I'm, doing a little better in most of the fields and rebounding, steals, and continuing to try to block shots the best I can.
When you pick up that fifth foul with that much time left, do you have to change, especially with a physical game when they're calling maybe some close calls? Do you have to change the way that you defend to make sure you're on the court?
I definitely do. I want to be out on the court, for my team. But, then again, I have to stay just as aggressive. I'm making sure I'm not giving up easy baskets. But, it's a give and take thing. You got to, make sure you're not hurting your team just because you have five fouls. You got to make sure you're still, being assertive.
Thanks.